Zainab says, I have two daughters, 3.5 years and 1 year old. The eldest is always given importance in the house by my mother-in-law. When she hits the younger one, my mother-in-law never wants me to shout at the elder one. I do as she says. I explain to her nicely all the time, but my eldest daughter never stops. Sometimes I feel once in a while I should shout at her and let her know that it is not acceptable, but I'm not allowed. First of all, I know this may sound shocking, but she is your daughter, and you are not the daughter of your mother-in-law. You are not obliged to obey your mother-in-law. Yes, she's an elder woman. You respect her. You're dutiful to her. It's not my obligation to take orders from you. You're my mother-in-law. I love you. I respect you because of my husband. But you have no jurisdiction neither on me nor my children. I am entrusted to bring up my children. You may argue and say, I brought up your husband. Well, maybe you did not do a good job. Maybe you did. But this is not my concern. This is not my business. My children are my business. You are not allowed to tell me what to do and what not to do. You give me an advice, may Allah reward you. Jazakallahu khayran. If I take it or not, this is up to me. So, Zainab, you have the green light to ignore your mother-in-law's remark, and you have to take care of upbringing your eldest daughter, reprimanding her, advising her, shouting at her, so that she acknowledges when she did wrong. By not shouting at her, shouting meaning yani, telling a child, this is 3.5 years old, shouting is not like holding a horn speaker and blow her ears off. Shouting means, what did you do? Don't do that. This is totally permissible and there's no problem in that.